Trump took the stage that day, but still allowed him to go out and speak. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas City Chiefs have set a six-month deadline to decide on the future of Arrowhead Stadium. KNBC reports that Chiefs President Mark Donovan called this a generational decision yesterday as the Chiefs reported to training camp at Missouri Western University in St. Joseph. Donovan acknowledged the efforts that Missouri has made to keep them in the state and the effort that Kansas has made to lure the team over the state line. An inmate at the El Dorado prison has died. The Kansas Department of Corrections says 24-year-old Blade A. Floyd died Thursday. He was found unresponsive in his cell. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Floyd was serving an 8-year sentence for convictions in Wilson County on burglary and drug charges. A Wichita medical school has teamed up with hospitals in western Kansas to give student doctors the opportunity to experience health care in rural areas. Kaylin Moore has this report.
In rural southwest Kansas, it's hard to keep hospitals open, let alone fully staffed. It's not uncommon for patients to travel hours to see a specialist or change doctors every few years. That's why the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine is letting student doctors shadow health professionals in rural areas. Officials there hope this will encourage more future physicians to consider practicing in western Kansas. Chris Cervantes recruits physicians for Common Spirit, which has 3 hospitals in southwest Kansas.
Providers want to know why they should move into an isolated area and just the different benefits that we can provide to these people.
Cervantes says the benefit of working in healthcare in western Kansas is that it allows doctors to stay busy and learn quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox last night 7-1. They play their second in the series at 6:10 this evening. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers this morning, a 40% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. We've got a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. A little warmer and humid for tomorrow with a 50% chance of rain. Highs tomorrow around 80 degrees. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, July 24th, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, celebrating the cuisine of a certain city in France. And no, it's not Paris. We'll hear that story from Eleanor Beardsley coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. NPR News takes a look at the big issues that matter to you in the 2024 presidential election. It's a one-hour special, We the Voters, Monday evening on KPER2. Steve Inskeep examines topics like the economy, gun violence, immigration, healthcare, reproductive rights, and more. Join us for We the Voters, Monday evening at 7 o'clock on all KPER2 stations.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
We've got cloudy skies and some reports of light rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. A 40% chance of showers and even maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Cooler temperatures for today with highs only in the upper 70s. It's 67 in Atchison, 68 in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And this is NPR News.
In 2016, a book that offered a bleak portrait of Appalachian culture and life for poor white Americans became a hit. And over the past 8 years, as its author, J.D. Vance, ascended to the U.S. Senate and now the second place spot on the Republican ticket, many people from the region have a lot to say about the picture he painted. We look back at Hillbilly Elegy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday, M.T. Anderson is probably best known for his picture books for kids, his adventure novels for young readers. Now he's written his first novel for adults, based on a bizarre but true plot to steal the bones of St. Nicholas. We'll hear about Nicked coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers this morning, a 40% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today only getting up to the upper 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Overland Park, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Weekend Edition Saturday, and NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me coming up next. This week on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, USA track and field icon Allison Felix plays our game called 200 Meters. How about those meters? That's on Not My Job coming up on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 70s. We still have a chance of showers. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers this morning. We are having rain right now here in Lawrence. Highs today in the upper 70s. Again, it's raining in Lawrence at 69 degrees, 70 degrees in Emporia, 69 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
The following program was taped.
In 2016, a book that offered a bleak portrait of Appalachian culture and life for poor white Americans became a hit. And over the past 8 years, as its author, J.D. Vance, ascended to the U.S. Senate and now the second-place spot on the Republican ticket, many people from the region have a lot to say about the picture he painted. We look back at Hillbilly Elegy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This evening on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll hear from the Brian Ward Organ Quartet. Brian's a talented keyboardist and composer who appears every week with his quartet at the Green Lady and the Black Dolphin in Kansas City. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on KPR 1 stations. And if you're joining us this morning on KPR 2, of course, it's BBC World Service. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. It's 71 in Emporia, 70 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from
Anxiety on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts on Monday, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on this rainy Saturday morning. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online on YouTube and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org. Mostly cloudy skies. Again, it's a rainy Saturday morning. A 40% chance of showers this afternoon as well, with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs today only getting up to the upper 70s. A 50% chance of rain for tomorrow. Highs tomorrow around 80 degrees. It's 70 in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
PR, I guess that got cut off. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Tim Harrington is the lead vocalist in the band Les Savis Five. And if you've seen lesavis.org,
this is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers, a 40% chance of showers, and even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. It's 71 and raining in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia. This is KPR.
We'll find out from the man himself. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News and Bullseye, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Find out what issues are important to voters in the upcoming election. It's an NPR News special, We the Voters, Monday on KPR2. We'll hear new interviews examining the candidates' records and how voters' opinions have evolved over time. That's on We the Voters, Monday evening at 7 o'clock on all KPR2 stations. You can stream KPR2 at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and on the KPR app. Mostly cloudy, a little rainy right now, with highs in the upper 70s today. It's 71 in Lawrence.
Hi, I'm Valerie Moffitt.
We're going to keep things manageable. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Check out the KPR app for Apple and Android. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. A 50% chance of rain in our forecast for tomorrow, with highs tomorrow around 80 degrees. It's 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Written and recorded by the Go Team. Our thanks to them and to their label Memphis Industries. You can find Bullseye on Instagram at Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I am on Instagram at Jesse Thorne, very famous. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
Our lives are so rushed, so busy. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge from 10 until noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Bullseye, and This American Life coming up next here on KPR. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Here at KPR, we have just one job: to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on every day. Because you listen to KPR, consider becoming a listener member at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Help fund the programming that matters to you. And thanks. Mostly cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, even possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. A 50% chance of rain in the forecast for tomorrow with highs around 80. It's 74 in Topeka.
For over 3 weeks now, Joe Biden's been saying as forcefully as